Good evening, this is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your monthly mixture of goth, electro, alternative, industrial, bit of everything in the whole kind of goth alternative world of stuff. This month's show is going to be slightly different to the regular ones you've been hearing. It's got one important element missing, Steph, because this show's brought to you by myself, Nige, and Steph normally. However, he's unavailable this month. So you've just got me, so it's completely my selection of music, it's my editing skills, it's my DJ-ness. So if there's any mess-ups, then you can just blame me this time. Okay, coming up in the show, we've got our usual mixture of club night information, upcoming gigs, some notable releases, and general just mixture of music and, well, not as much chat this time, so it's going to be more of a music-heavy show. Coming up, what have we got coming up? We've got Fictional coming up now, but you heard there, well, we opened the show with The Cure with In Between Days from the Head on the Door album, and coming up we've got Fictional with Blue Lights.
Fairies passing by.
You heard their Visage with Fade to Grey, some lovely old new romantic-y electronic stuff from the 80s. And before that you heard Fictional with Blue Lights, which, still lovely kind of electro-poppy kind of, I just love that kind of stuff. So you're going to hear loads of that in this show, because, I've got a free reign tonight. It's just myself, Nige, tonight, bringing Dark Simulation to you, to give you the roundup of the goth, electro, alternative, industrial scene, all that kind of gubbins. Right, I'm going to carry on with some more music now, because I can. Here's some Gary Numan.
Thank you. records on the floor, the memories of the night before. Out in clubland having fun, and now I'm hiding from the sun, waiting for a visitor, though no one knows I'm here for sure.
Okay, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Monthly show of goth, industrial, electro, anything really. Okay, you heard there, you heard Soft Cell with Bedsitter. That is a classic track with a good old Mark Arman on vocals there. What a unique and excellent voice, along with them kind of sleazy electronic synths going on. Oh, it's just quality music. What more can I say? We've also got, well, you also heard there Gary Newman with I Die, You Die. That's the mix off the Premier Hits version. What have I got to tell you? I've got to tell you about upcoming gigs this month. We have up and coming this month virtually nothing in West Yorkshire. I wonder why that is. It's like the whole month seemed completely empty when I started looking around for gigs, until I spotted, of course, Infest at the end of the month. Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of August, we have the biggest, the best UK festival of electronic industrial music there is, and it's here in Bradford. I've rambled on about this many, many times, and so you're probably sick of me talking about it. If you know about it by now, you've probably got tickets and are planning to go. If you don't know about it and you fancy it, well, check out www.infestuk.com. All the details there, the list of bands, which include Assemblage 23, Combi Christ, I think if I can squeeze in a track by them later on the show, I will. Suicide Commando, Sarah Knox, Converter, Spetsnaz, Lights of Euphoria, Action Direct, Skin Flick, and Plastic, and many more. A lot of them being UK day. I've got a track by Action Direct coming up later on the show as well, and in past months we've played tracks from Suicide Commando, Spetsnaz and Skinflake, so you've heard all this kind of stuff before. It is fantastic stuff. Get yourself along if you really do enjoy this kind of music. And that's all one big weekend, August Bank Holiday weekend, at the end of the month. What better way to spend your weekend? Right, we have more music for you now. Here's some Wolfsheim.
I try to breathe, I try to think of you. Don't know if trying will do. The silence, a mirror that breaks the lights in two. Come to me, and with violence we'll discover what will make us free. Accelerate, we're trying to stand. No one dared to be. We're climbing high, we fly away. We're fearless indeed. When time stands still, a moment lasts. Approaching light speed. Indeed. We'll be right back. is up as if alive or electrified.
You heard there Hannah Elias with Future Noir, off her latest release, Future Noir, Hannah Elias of Atari Teenage Riot fame, and obviously you can hear that in her voice, very much so, very much the Atari sound, but oh, what a great track. I would heartily recommend that new release, Future Noir. I'll natter on about albums and new releases later on in the show. Before that, you heard Electrified by Null Device. That's off the Infected One CD. I think I spent most of last month's show nattering about how good the Infected One compilation CD is. If you like any of the tracks we played off it, definitely get your hands on it. It's a great little CD. We've got even more coming from that later in the show. And before that, you heard Wolfsheim with Approaching Light Speed off Casting Shadows. Now, you probably heard me whistling over the top of the start of that. I wondered when I was going to actually make my first DJing error, and I think that was it. I forgot to take the mics down. So if you've ever been curious about what happens during the CDs whilst they're getting played, normally it's myself and Steph having a good old chinwag, but this time it was me whistling away to myself, probably very off-tune, and having a good old giggle about managing to mess up already in the show within the first half hour. Oh, I should have had a little bet with myself on that. Anyway, right, I'm going to give you a roundup of the club nights in the area in West Yorkshire, basically, of the kind of goth electro kind of scene. We have tomorrow night, on Friday the 6th of August, the Friday Flock at Barfono in the Marion Centre, goth of all kinds. If you've ever been to the Sunday night at the Barfono, the weekly Sunday night event, the Black Sheep event, it'll be basically that but more. A good mixture of goth, going from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £2 in before 10:30 p.m. I think it's about £3.50 or something like that afterwards. I couldn't find the exact details. A good old mixture of stuff. Friday Flock. More information at www.fridayflock.net. After that, on Saturday the 7th of August, we've got Carpe Diem at the Exchange in Bradford, the afternoon thing. That's 1 p.m. till 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. Bit more local as it's in Bradford. Goth industrial alternative, request friendly. It's a nice place to chill out and escape the shopping crowds. Free admission. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Right. On Saturday the 14th of August, we have Black Veil at the Adelphi, Dock Street in Leeds. That's 7 p.m. till 11:30. £2.50 in, goth, dark wave, electro, bat cave, neofolk. More information at www.gogpromotions.co.uk. That's a good little night. However, I never ever managed to get down to it. Just something's fading me from ever getting there. I think the last time I went was over 2 years ago. I really should try and get my face down there and see what it's like these days, but it seems to be a good little night. It seems to keep going. And after that, on Saturday the 21st of August, we have the Wendy House in Leeds. That's at Leeds Student Union, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. Huge room, main room of goth, alternative, 80s, G's, bit of everything in the main room downstairs. It's also got the Mutate room with hard dance and industrial upstairs. Cheap Student Union bar prices, £4 in on the door. I think a few pence cheaper if you buy your tickets in advance. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. That's about it for club nights in the region. As I say, you've got one big weekend of stuff, the Infest Festival at the Bank Holiday weekend, which I think is pretty much why there aren't any good old nights happening roughly that time, because they're going to clash, they're going to be empty. If people like that kind of music, they're going to go on along to Infest. I think, to be honest, half the DJs end up at Infest anyway, so you can hardly run the nights. So it's good. We've got a good mixture of stuff all the way through August, so good stuff coming along. Right, I think I've waffled on far too much. I reckon we play some kind of more kind of rockier stuff. Here's some Faces of Sarah. Actually, that's not the track I wanted to play. This is fating me terribly, isn't it? I'm just somehow managing to mess up in all ways possible. Right, let's try that again. Here's Faces of Sarah. It's burning under my... Nope, definitely. That's absolutely completely the wrong CD. I know why. It's all going wrong now. Right, this is it this time. Third time lucky, eh?
dieser Kinderschar. Ich zieh sie auf ein weißes Haar, werf in die Luft die nasse Kette und wünsch mir, dass ich eine Mutter hätte. Keine Sonne, die mir scheint, keine Brust hat Milch geweint. In meiner Kehle steckt ein Schlauch, hab keinen Nabel auf dem Bauch. Ich durfte keine Nippel lecken und keine Falte zum Verstecken. Niemand gab mir einen Namen, gezeugt in Hast und ohne Samen. Der Mutter, die mich nie geboren, hab ich heute Nacht geschworen. Ich werd ihr eine Krankheit schenken und sie danach im Fluss versenken. Mutter, 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 Mutter.
This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, I've managed to mess up again, didn't I? Halfway through the Rob Zombie track, it stopped. Okay. Well, that's not the kind of stylish presenting skills we expect from this show, but hey, I'm standing in for Steph tonight, so I'm doing two jobs at once. It's going to be a little rough at the edges. You heard there Rammstein with Mutter off the album Mutter, and before that you heard some, if not all, of Rob Zombie's Dragula, and before that you heard The Faces of Sarah with a cover of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. Oh, I do love, I passionately love cover singles when they basically do something in their own unique style rather than trying to copy something almost perfectly. I hate these bands who do rock covers in their own rock style and it sounds almost identical. It just doesn't do it for me. However, when someone takes a song like Baby One More Time that takes it and does it in a proper goth rock style. That is fantastic. It makes a new song out of it, and it shows you what the lyrics and stuff can sound like with a completely different meaning. Okay, right, I'm going to ramble through some notable releases now, some good stuff coming out or just come out. We have recently released, we have Future Noir off Hannah Nelius, where you heard a track from her just a couple of tracks ago. Absolutely fantastic new album, very much in the kind of Atari Teenage Riot sound. The track I played was a fine example, a very upbeat, oh, just good bouncy stuff. Very good to hear her doing her solo stuff now. There's also Parallel Project, which is an interesting thing. It seems to be a mixture of a side project band, which includes many, many artists lending their vocals to a lot of the tracks. So you get people like Tom Shear from Assemblage 23. You've got people like Mike Jackson from VMV Nation, Darren Huss from Psyche, Victoria Lloyd from Monochrome and Clairvoyant. All artists of that caliber, people we continually play on this show, and that was released on July the 19th. So we've got a track, the Parallel Project track, featuring Tom Shear of Assemblage 23, coming up later in the show. So keep an ear out for that, but have a listen, see what you think. And a lot of the other tracks on the CD are of that caliber. Depending how time goes on this show, I might be able to squeeze another one in, but I can't guarantee that. We'll see how time goes, and we'll see what I can stick in at the end. Also notable releases are, there's a new album from System Sin, which we haven't played much of on this show, but we've got something by them coming up later tonight. We've got a preview later in the show. That was released on 12th of July on Out of Line. That's all I'm currently interested in at the moment, kind of keeping an eye out, and just recently got my hands on. Mainly, there's other stuff we've rattled on about. Myself and Steph have continually nattered about Monochrome, and there's a new album coming out. Well, a new album. Their first album is coming out on the 10th of August, so that's only next week. Not far away, and we'll be very, very excited about that, and bouncing around playing tracks off that like normal. And also, of course, there's the long-awaited new Assemblage 23 album called Storm, which is going to be released on September the 27th. And again, we're going to be very excited by that, bouncing around like mad, playing tracks off it. Hopefully we'll get to hear some tracks off that at Infest later this month. Right, okay. Right, I've nattered on far too long again, so I'm going to fill you in with a bit more music. This is Action Direct with Counterculture. They played the 1 in 12 Club a couple of weeks back, and I will give you some information about that gig. I'll give you a little review in the next gap, but I reckon here's a bit of music now. I'm not the one who's got the power.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Electrofiction with Lowdown from forever ago. Before that, you heard the Pixies with Monkey Gone to Heaven, again from forever ago. This lovely electronic music was made so many years ago and still sounds so fresh. And before that, you heard Action Direct with Counterculture, which was made fairly recently. I believe that was off their recent release, the album Counterculture. Right, the Action Direct and Counterculture gig in Bradford at the 1 in 12 last month. This, to me, was a stunning surprise. To be honest, nothing to do with the music. It was down to the lack of turnout. It was completely empty. Aside from myself and a couple of the bands and the DJ, it seemed like there was no one there. We try and tell you about these gigs, and to be honest, the bands won't be coming around touring if we don't get people to these gigs. And to be honest, you missed a pretty darn good gig. We had Deviant, which we played on the show a couple of months back. Very, very good sound to them. The lead singer very much modelled himself on a kind of frontman rock styly with a very, very kind of Gary Newman-esque sound to himself. Came across very well when playing towards a predominantly empty club, unfortunately. And good set all round. A lot of their tracks very easy to hear from, you know, the first time you hear them, really easy to get into. Along with the single that we played, they finished off with the single that we played a couple of months back. Absolutely great. It's just a huge shame that there was just no atmosphere in the venue because it was so empty. Real, real shame. I'd like to catch up with them at a gig that's actually got a few more people at it to see how they go down, but certainly I think the frontman would definitely bounce around and give the crowd a good old, I don't know, interaction or something. It would certainly be a much more lively event. Following them was Action Direct, which was the first time I'd seen them. They are indeed playing Infest later this month, in fact. They've got a very kind of synthy electronic sound with what do you call it? It's a very kind of industrial raw noise to the singer. Very good sound, very, very interesting music, very good kind of lyrics from the heart, basically. Again, a good set to a predominantly empty room, which is a huge shame. Hopefully they'll go down much better at Infest with a few more folk around. But again, yes, we'll keep telling you about the gigs, and if we can get people to them, we'll get some fantastic bands turning up. Unfortunately, I think Bradford's kind of, aside from this, the Infest Festival, there aren't that many great bands coming to play because it's so quiet. Oh well, that's my mini rant of the evening for you. Definitely a lot of you guys missed out on a good little gig there. The only kind of criticism I've got of the gig was Deviant used a little kind of explosive device on stage, little kind of firework thing going off, and to be honest, if there was a huge crowd there, it would have like made the atmosphere, but to be honest, in this little kind of empty room, it just didn't have any effect. It just seemed a bit odd, to be honest. So it's a real shame that it wasn't much better gig due to the lack of attendance, basically. Anyway, well, you heard Action Direct there. As I say, this is Dark Simulation, and we're going to carry on with the music tonight to fill the sound of myself and Steph rambling, because we've got no Steph. So yeah, here's some Nine Inch Nails.
Now, none of this stops us now.
Okay, this is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that Parallel Project featuring Tom Shear of Assemblage 23 with Explicit. That's off the latest Parallel Project release, or called Fusion. Very, very good album. I would heartily recommend that to anyone who likes artists such as Darren Huss of Psyche and Victoria Lloyd of Monochrome and Clairvoyant and people like VNV Nation. Mark from VNV Nation is on there. It's an excellent album of some of the best vocalists I've heard in this scene in a long time, so get your little grubby paws on that if you can. It's a very worthwhile one, worthwhile purchase. And before that, a classic track, Nine Inch Nails with We're In This Together from The Fragile, which is just a stunning album. Definitely well worth getting your hands on if you're a fan of Nine Inch Nails. If you're a fan of Nine Inch Nails, you've probably got it already, to be honest. But no, it's a fantastic album with lots of quality tracks on. I could play loads off that all day long, and you'd probably get extremely bored, but I'd be loving every minute of it. Right, I just wanted to mention our show's website, www.dacassimilation.org. Now, this is a website where you've got information about the show, we've got information about the presenters, who we are, what we do. You can email us with requests, you can find out the set list of the show if we mumble past a certain track or anything like that. You can even find a low-quality archive of the show if you missed it and you want to hear it again. Or, in fact, if you're not even in Bradford and you can't actually pick up this, you can stream it over the net on www.bcb.yorks.com in real time. Or, as I say, we've got a show archive that appears sometime after the show on www.dacassimilation.org. Definitely get feedback to us on there. If you're in a band and you want to send us promos, get in touch with us through that website. We love to promote up-and-coming bands. Anyone who wants to be heard, to be seen, we'll promote your gigs. If you've got live gigs coming up, definitely in the area, we like to promote things happening in West Yorkshire. Again, club nights as well, definitely drop us a line and we'll try and keep the masses informed. Okay, that's enough waffling for the time being. We're going to carry on with System Sin. Now, this is off their upcoming release, or called Premeditated, and this track is Momentary Absolution.
Oh, bist ein Lügner. Du heißt Schmul.
This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. That was Combi Christ with Vata Unsa. That's from the Awake the Machines Volume 4 compilation. And that is, they are playing Infest, and that is going to be such a good gig. That is going to be so kind of powerful, noisy, industrial stuff. I think it's going to make my ears hurt, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to enjoy hearing like really passionate, shouty music like that, with just that kind of lovely, raw electronic feel to it. And in quite a step away from that style, before that we had System Sin with Momentary Absolution. Again, great band, gonna have to play more of their stuff. I keep meaning to actually bring more of it into the studio and forgetting so many times. Anyway, yeah, we will get more of that in future shows, and hopefully they'll play the UK at some point and we'll track them down and tell you about their gigs. Right, as promised last month, we were nattering on about Orbital and their new release of the Blue Album, of which is reportedly going to be their last. So I did a bit of checking on the internet, and according to the Orbital homepage, yes, it's going to be their last. The two brothers, Paul and Phil Hartnell, who are Orbital, said they've had enough of their of working in a studio together. They've basically been doing that for 15 years now, and too much of a good thing, really. Basically, they've done what they wanted to do with Orbital. They never thought it would be this successful, and they've had a great time doing it, and they're just going to move on to new musical pastures each. So hopefully we'll hear new stuff from them individually, and you never know, they may reform some point in the future. Everyone seems to reform at some point. The number of bands we've got who have reformed recently is getting a bit silly, but we love it anyway. We get to hear some of our good old favourites again. Right, yeah, anyway, so that was the nattering of Orbital I was going to do. Here is possibly the standout track off Blue Album. It's called You Lot.
You are becoming gods. There's a new master of creation, and it's you. You've unraveled DNA. And at the same time, you're cultivating bacteria strong enough to kill every living thing. Do you think you're ready for that much power? You lot? You lot? Cheeky bastards. You're running around science like kids with guns, creating a new world while the world you've got is stinking. Come on. Hands up. Hands up anyone who thinks you've got it right. Yeah, there's always one. I can see you. If you want the position of God, then take the responsibility.
Precious, I will be ever be true to a higher purpose? Will we ever depart from this hollow world? Or are we forever depraved? I could never define what is held inside my head. We'll be right back.
this is as hard as it can get. It's the end of all the threats. Let it out. Show no regrets. Pack your things and go away. I'm not begging you to stay. But show your face another time. Don't come back, I hope you die. Pack your things and leave today. I have nothing more to say. Live my life, get out of sight. Don't come back, I hope you die.
Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard their Spectralize with No Regrets, and that's off the Accession Records compilation, Volume 2, Accession Records Volume 2, that is. Before that, you heard Frozen Plasma with Protect My Ways, the Infertizerite version, I think. Again, off Infected 1, I think I played loads off that over the last couple of shows, which goes to show you how good a little compilation that is, the Infected 1 compilation. And before that, you heard Orbital with You Lot off their latest Blue album. That features a film clip. The clip is Christopher Eccleston from the movie The Second Coming. And it's one of them clips that's just made me dead curious about the movie now. It's not a movie I've seen, so I'm going to go out and try and find that movie if I can find it. I guess it's probably on rental if it's being used. It must have hit the cinema a while back. So I'll go and have a dig around and see if I can find that. It's just one of them things. A lot of bands start to use samples. I know bands like Void Construct use them really quite heavily. Sometimes it can really highlight a particular part of a movie to you. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. But that particular instance, I think that one has worked extremely well, and it's made me go out and hunt out the movie. Anyway, we're running out of time in tonight's show, so I'm going to carry on with the music. We have got coming up for you Faith and the Muse with Whispered in Your Ear. Well, I thought we had. No, that was the wrong button again. Let's try that. Yes.
feel your touch, your tenderness, as if you're still there. There is no sense in crying, only a liquid running from my eyes. And all the feelings I restrain other remain just that sublime.
Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know I've found peace in another world. Don't keep digging, I want you to leave, back away from the place where my ashes are buried. Don't you worry, they won't find my body. I want you to know I've found peace in another world. Don't keep digging, I want you to leave, back away from the place where my ashes are buried.
Listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Bebombeton with Another World. That's off their Best of album. And before that, you heard Faith and the Muse with Whisper in Your Ear. Again, taken off the Awake the Machines Volume 4 compilation. Another fantastic compilation. I keep seeming to play half these shows off compilations, but there's a lot of good stuff out there. Right, just wanted to thank you for listening. That's it for tonight for us. If you want to hear more or request or tell us about gigs and anything, get in contact with us through www.darksimulation.org. All the information about the show's on there. And yes, keep listening. We'll be back in 4 weeks' time. And yes, good night. We're going to leave you with Project Pitchfork with Time Killer, and this is the radio edit of it.
I am like quicksand, wicked from my hands. I am a time killer, I'll let your mind expand. I am like quicksand, wicked from my hands.
Tick-tack, tick-tack, time seems to stop
killer.